So I've just arrived at Mondo Comico, which is this. What is it, David? How would you describe it?
A comic and gaming store.
Okay, so there seems to be a lot of stuff everywhere. Is it like just sheer amount of stuff that you have in here every day, or how do you get through all of this stuff? It seems. Is it organised?
More or less. It's not as tidy as it should be.
Chaos organisation.
But it's more or less, that's just some rubbish to go out. A guy collects my recycling. So that's what it is.
Cool. So you came along to an event at Antenna about a week or two ago, and it is quite an odd thing because we have a whole bunch of first-person shooter people, and board game people don't normally interact, or haven't. I've never seen a venue where they sort of like they get on and talk or whatever, because they seem to come from polar opposites of gaming, yet they're still the same fundamental thing, which is gaming.
Sure.
So from your sort of perspective, what do you think the problem is with most people? Is it education? Don't they know how to play the games,
the board games?
Yes.
Sure, there is a problem. It's the same with any element of entertainment that's a bit more niche. There's not much interest.
Mm.
So even if people do know about it, it's the same with comics. You know, people are saying the way to make comics survive is to get kids into comics. Well, actually, most kids know about comics, they just don't care.
Right.
So that's where you have a community, and you have a shop where we play games, because then people can care. They can come in and play games, be with other people. It's a social thing, just like playing a computer game can be. Or, in fact, possibly a little bit more social, because computer games often are one player, but obviously that's, in recent years, changed a lot. But, I'm not sure. Gaming at the moment, board gaming, I think it's on a... It's particularly strong at the moment. I think the last couple of years have been very good for board games.
And has that come from, there's also some titles that have on consoles and sort
Yes, I think that's helped a lot. I've had people in the store who have played a couple of board games that are available on on Xbox and or the iPhone.
Mm. Have you got flu?
No, just a cough.
Okay, that's good. So you've got a whole cross-section of comics. How many comics have you got in here?
Oh, thousands. There's.
Do you have regular collectors then?
Yeah, I mean every Thursday is a new comic day, and you'll have. I don't know. I'll have between. Could be between 30 to 40, 50 new releases that I'll have in. There's more than that, but I don't get everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people come in regularly to pick up their books. There's new stuff every week.
So how long has Mondo Comico been open?
It'll be a year on about the 12th of this month.
Okay. So roughly, you know, how much do people on average spend on not only collecting, but also, you know, for additional cards and figures and stuff on the actual board games themselves? As a rough average?
Board games getting a little expensive now. You're getting to sort of an average price point of a board game, getting close to £50 now. There's sort of, at the moment, there's one company in particular that do very expensive board games, but they have like a quality product, and their thing is, yes, it's a lot of money, but you're paying for what you get.
For the craftsmanship?
Yeah, you know, you're paying for a good looking product that you have support and well-written rules and laid out. That's the idea that you don't want everything to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because if something's cheap, actually people think it's not worth anything.
Right, right, right.
So at the moment, board games kind of want to think, well, actually a lot of them are quite expensive, but they're good. So.
Okay. So one of the interesting questions that came out of our little meeting, and it's a very difficult thing to approach as a 360 degree of gaming, because everybody brings their opinions to the table as to why their gaming is particularly good, be it first-person shooter, board games, World of Warcraft, whatever it may be. One of the interesting questions that came out was, there was a first-person shooter guy there who said, to be honest, the only reason why I've never played it is because I don't know how to play. So is that something that they could learn here? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have. They're just playing a new game over there right now. They bought it this afternoon, now they're having a game of it.
Oh, very cool.
The second game. Two of them have played already. One of the persons turned up tonight to play, and he's never played it before, so now they're not going to play it together. And always, with board games, the first few times you play it, you'll get it wrong.
Okay.
And you kind of, like, the second or third game, you go, we've been doing that rule wrong, and then it'll sort of click, and that's pretty standard. But like some of the guys won't play a game until they've read the rules. Some of them will just start playing and read the rules at the same time. I'm one of the guys who doesn't mind just diving in like that.
Yeah.
But one of the guys who isn't here tonight, actually, he's on holiday, he's very good at explaining rules, always comes along, normally has something new, or at least it might be an old game, but new to us,
yeah.
And will happily teach people to play, so anyone can come along and and play.
So you mentioned one game, Battlestar Galactica.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about that, because that actually got your sort of, you were pretty buzzed up about that game.
Yeah, it's a great fun game. It's quite popular here too. We don't play it every week, because it can be quite a long game, but you're all co-op games working together to fulfill a task. It's quite big at the moment, really. There's a lot of them out there. And this one is a co-op game. You're all trying to survive and beat the Cylons, except one, or maybe two of you, is actually a Cylon.
Right.
So you're not working to help them. You're actually a secret traitor.
Nice.
And so the fun is trying to figure out who's a Cylon. And at the beginning, there may be none of you, but halfway through the game, more cards are dealt out, and someone who didn't realise they were a Cylon is now a Cylon. To represent the idea in the show of people being sleeper agents who didn't even know, the game kind of has a mechanic for
that. Pretty awesome. So if somebody wanted to come in for like an intro session, how would they just ring up, or have you got a website or something?
Yeah, I've got a website, an email address, they can just call. The best thing to do is to come along on a Tuesday night if you want to play board games, to come along on a Wednesday night if you want to play Magic. There are certain nights that are roughly themed. Thursday nights, people play War Machine, but pretty much any time, as long as if I'm not too busy, I'm happy to give someone a game. I've got it open in the corner.
Cool.
If they've just bought something, I want to have a look at it.
Cool. Okay, cheers, Dave, and I hope your cough gets better.
Cheers, no problems, thank you.